My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too go crazy for Daisy, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice just thinking about or planning your first ever trip to Walt Disney World, and currently your planning is more Tree of Strife than Tree of Life, then this definitely is the podcast for you. Every week, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week, David tells me about his favourite attraction, which is perfect during the unpredictable Florida weather.
If you want to escape for, you know, 20, 30 minutes to cool down a bit, what better way to spend it?
Also going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, giving you a top tip of the week, and also this week looking at some things that we can look forward to in years to come at Walt Disney World. And make sure you keep in touch with us. We are on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. Hope you're safe. Hope you're well. You can send over your questions. Is there anything you want to know about future plans for Walt Disney World? Send them over. I'll do my best to answer them for you. Alan, looking to reschedule our holiday from May. We're supposed to go into May, but now we're thinking October, November. Wants to know when the Christmas decorations come up. Well, basically, as soon as the last Halloween party is over. Halloween comes down, the pumpkins are down, the Christmas trees and the poinsettias go up. So usually around the first week in November. And I always say, if you're going for 2 weeks, I always plan to go at the very, very end of October. So maybe like the 30th of October, catch the last Halloween party. If you want to go on actual Halloween, which is sort of this more expensive party than the one that sells out. But then if you're there for like 10 days after, you will catch like one of the first few Christmas parties. So you can get both seasons, you get the Halloween and you can get Christmas. But usually look at the first week in November. If you're going first week in November, first 2 weeks in November, you will definitely get the Christmas party. Similarly, actually, Naomi wants to know, after listening to the podcast, we're definitely thinking about rescheduling. Again, we're looking at going for Halloween parties. Will I need an extra suitcase for all the Halloween snacks? I'm telling you this, you've obviously listened to quite a few podcasts. Yes, you do. An entire suitcase full of trick-or-treat. And if you are going trick-or-treating, because when I first went round, I was thinking, I'm not getting much here, but I'm kind of like filling my bag and I'm eating it. By the end of the night, we had 4 bags full. And we were eating it for like months after. So you do get a lot of sweets. And the later on in the party it goes, the more generous the cast members get. Halloween, great time to go if you're looking kind of towards the end of that Halloween season, just to be on the safe side. Any questions? Or if you would like to be a guest on the podcast, don't forget, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, you do it from the comfort of your own home. So there's no need to leave your house. I will be in the studio, you will be in your house, and we can talk Walt Disney World together. If you want to get in touch, we are at PodMagical. And this week's guest is David, talking all things about the place that he loves, Walt Disney World. What is it that you love about Walt Disney World, David?
It's just an escape from the real world, which, you know, where you fully enter the magic of Disney and, you know, you forget about all your worries and everything, which is what people need, really, this sort of day and age, really.
Yeah, especially this year.
Yeah, exactly.
So when was the first time you went then? What got you hooked into the land of the mouse?
First went in November 2013. We went on a family holiday. So that was really good. We did the Christmas party and it was just so surreal seeing it and being there. So yeah, sort of got hooked from then on.
Is it one of those trips where you think, I was never imagining that I was ever going to be here, and now here I am?
Sort of almost like once in a lifetime holidays to actually go was brilliant.
Especially at Christmas. Yeah. It's like my favourite time to go is at Christmas. So who was the party? Who was the family?
Went with my mum, my dad, my brother and sister-in-law. Yeah, it was really nice.
And have you been back a few times since then?
Me and my girlfriend went in October, year before last. So we did like the Halloween party. We did Universal as well. So that was really nice. Went there for 2 weeks. And then last trip was last April.
Right. Oh, so you have been quite a few times. Now, how does the Christmas party and the Halloween party differ? Did you have a favourite?
Probably preferred the Halloween one. I didn't really feel that Christmassy at the point then. So it was sort of hard to, even being at Disney, it was hard to sort of get into that Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmassy spirit.
In 80 degree weather as well.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a bit surreal. So going to Halloween and doing all the trick-or-treating and the different parades and the shows, it was really good.
And Halloween Horror Nights, did you do that, did you say?
No, we didn't. Didn't do that one. Just did the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. Yeah.
So you didn't brave going to the Universal Halloween Horror Nights and being...
No, not that time, no.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I wasn't a big fan. Of all the times you've gone, David, do you have that one single standout memory that will live with you forever?
I think probably last year when we went, because we were there for my 30th and my girlfriend's birthday as well, just sort of having that, like waking up on my birthday, having breakfast with Lilo and Stitch and Pluto at Ohana.
Ah, right, yeah.
Because that was the first day of the holiday, so that was like the perfect way to start it off as well.
Ah, you woke up in your 30s in Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
So what was your birthday like? Did you kind of like research everything, like, you know, you had to get the pin badge and did you get cards and characters and stuff?
We had our birthday badges. We'd already booked in for Ohana anyway, and then got a birthday cupcake and a card signed by the characters there, and then we went to Hollywood Studios. It's nice that obviously with your birthday badge, everyone's there wishing you a happy birthday, and it just makes the day more magical, really.
So let's talk about some of your favourite Walt Disney World things then. Let's start off with your favourite attraction.
Either between Big Thunder Mountain or PhilharMagic, could easily do them over and over again all day long.
What is it about those two? I don't think anybody's ever said PhilharMagic before.
With that, it's just films and the songs that they use. It's just some of the best of the Disney's done. I mean, Donald Duck's one of my favourite characters anyway.
Yes, so it makes number one.
It makes him front and centre. It's what's not to like about it.
Even though it's called Mickey's PhilharMagic, I've said this before, it's Mickey's PhilharMagic, but it's mostly Donald Duck.
Yeah, he just turns up at the ending and takes the glory. And
yeah.
It's perfect as well if in the Florida weather and stuff, if you want to escape for, you know, 20, 30 minutes to cool down a bit, what better way to spend it?
Because the film itself is about 10 minutes long, isn't it? And it's always quite good to know if it looks like it's about to rain, if you get in there, you know, even if you have to queue for like 10, 15, 20 minutes, and it's not usually longer than that. Once you're in there and then you've watched a film and then you've had a little bit of a time in the shop, usually you can dodge a shower in PhilharMagic.
Yeah, definitely.
What about places to eat? Did you have a favourite restaurant?
I mean, we did Be Our Guest before. That was really nice just for an experience.
Yeah.
And we did Trattorino Al Forno on the boardwalk. We did the character breakfast, so it's Little Mermaid and Tangled character breakfast. We did that.
Oh, wow. And that's one of the cheaper character breakfasts, isn't it, over at the
boardwalk? Yeah, it was really nice. And the food was really good as well. And it one of the sort of few meals that we had where it wasn't oversized portions. So we weren't completely stuffed, which was good in a way. Because obviously everywhere you go, it's all their meals are bigger than over here.
Yeah, you're paying a lot and then you're getting a lot, but you're not eating what you're getting. So what's the point of paying a lot?
And they bring out little pastries beforehand before you get your main meal. So they've themed them for Tangled and the Little Mermaid as well. So that's really nice.
Did you say you had another one as well?
San Angel Inn at Mexico Pavilion.
At Epcot.
Yeah, I think that was a really good meal. And that, again, it was one of the places where it's not oversized, which when you've been snacking on Mickey bars all day is what you want, really.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Yeah.
Snacking your way around the world and then suddenly you've got a big meal to eat. Were you on the dining plan last time you went?
We had the free breakfast included.
Right.
So obviously it was a quick service snack credit, which we could use sort of any point in the day, really. And then if we didn't use it one day, we saved it and had extra the next or something like that. So it worked out quite well.
So where were you staying? Was that one of the value resorts?
Yeah, we stayed at All Star Sports. We weren't really there too long, really, but it was nice. And maybe Disney Springs and Magic Kingdom were probably the furthest away.
Yeah.
Which even then wasn't that long, and it was easy enough to get to everywhere. And for everything that was around was really sort of accessible to us being there.
I want to find out more about the free breakfast, actually. So stick with us. We'll be back chatting more Walt Disney World with David, this week's guest, in just a moment. I had a message from Gina the other day, and she was supposed to be going to Walt Disney World for Easter. That trip obviously did not happen. So she says, we're looking to go next year instead, next Easter. So just to put up a bit of a smile on our faces, can you mention on the podcast a few things that we can look forward to in 2021 when we go back to Walt Disney World? Well, there's some brand new things that have already just opened, even if it's things like Rise of the Resistance that you might have missed, that you've not seen so far, the new Beauty and the Beast sing-along. Other things, there's going to be the brand new restaurant in Epcot. Space 220 is going to be opening at some point this year, so you get to look forward to that next year, along with Ratatouille. Maybe you've been on that in Disneyland Paris. Well, you'll get to see it over at Epcot. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway had only been open a few weeks before the parks had to close, so if you haven't seen that, you've got that to look forward to. And of course, Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary celebrations. We don't know when they're going to start. We don't know what's going to go on for the 50th anniversary. But no doubt, towards the end of next year, if that's when you're planning to go, there's going to be a lot of things going on, like the new attraction. You've got Tron that's going to be opening for the 50th. That might be next year or the year after. Depends how the construction delays have affected that. Also, the Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster at Epcot. So there's a lot of things later this year, next year, the year after. There's a lot to look forward to if you are just focusing on that future trip to Walt Disney World. And of course, along with that, there's the regular things. Walking down Main Street, seeing Cinderella Castle for the first time, seeing the parades, giving Mickey a hug, having a Dole Whip. All our favourite things from our most magical place we can think about and we can look forward to. And if you've had to reschedule your trip for some point, for some time in the future, then I hope that you're kind of focusing on that. And it's making you smile and it's giving you a little bit of comfort. Don't forget, you can get in touch if you've got any questions or anything you'd like us to do on the podcast, or you want to be a guest. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Podmagical is where we are. David's this week's guest, and we were just talking about the last time you went and you got a free breakfast, but that just comes over as a snack credit and you can use that whenever you want.
Yeah, I mean, we just thought it was breakfast, and we thought, well, we're not really breakfast people. We don't really going to want it every day for 12 days. But if you ask at the resort, they can give you a list of everywhere which uses a quick service credit for all the parks, all the resorts, and even at Disney Springs. So we could work it out where we could go get in like a counter service meal throughout the day, or even of an evening if we just wanted a snacky type thing. So that's really handy to pick up.
Yeah, because then you could use that to be our guest then?
Yeah, so that was on the list, and one side of the sheet was all the quick service and then all the other meals on the other side. So if you were on the full plan, at least then you could plan your meals well.
That's quite good, that. So you've got the one free one a day, and then if you want to go anywhere else for meals, you just pay for them rather than, you know, paying for a massive amount up front at one of the bigger resorts.
Yeah, definitely.
So when it comes to planning, who was the planner?
We took it between us. So the last two times we've been, it's just been me and my girlfriend, and then we've sort of worked out where we want to go, if we're going to have a break day, just a bit of a lazy pool day, and then which parks, and we always tend to mix them up. So we'll do each of the four main parks and then start rotating them, and then trying to work out our fast pass list and everything after that.
So were you bang on it on the 60 days getting the fast passes?
Yeah, so I was at work and set my alarm for 12 o'clock so I could start booking the fast passes. And luckily enough, managed to get everything we wanted anyway.
So what did you get? Seven Dwarves?
Yeah, we managed to get that. Got
Slinky Dog.
Got Flight of Passage twice. Got Slinky Dog.
Yeah, I'm liking this.
So yeah, we managed to get all the, we got Everest and all the sort of big ones that we wanted. Booked them for mainly like in the mornings, because obviously then you get the extra one afterwards.
And then the one after that, and then the one after that, if you can keep going as long as you can.
Yeah, definitely.
And did you spend any time at any of the water parks, any of the Disney water parks?
We didn't last time we went, but we have done Blizzard Beach before.
And what about anything else outside Disney? Did you venture out?
When we did Universal, we our hotel that we stayed at on iDrive that time round was overlooking Volcano Bay, which we did the one day, so that was good. They offered like a free shuttle bus.
Oh, okay.
So it was only like 5 minutes away.
And anything else in Orlando that you did?
We did Celebration, and we've done Kennedy and everything, so that they're really good. They're always worth it if people in your parties.
This has been mentioned. It wasn't like the whole of last year nobody mentioned Celebration, and then like over the last couple of months a lot of people got Celebration. Some people love it, some people find it a bit weird.
I mean, I didn't really know anything about it at the time. I just thought we were going to one of these sort of like little town things.
Yeah.
Didn't really know the history of it or anything. And we just went for breakfast and to look around a couple of the shops, and it was really nice, but obviously I wish I'd have known more about it before going, because then I probably would have appreciated it more for what it was.
And from the times have you been, have you got a favourite time of year to go?
As much as I liked October and the Halloween parties and all the decorations and everything, I thought April was a really good time, because it's nice and hot, but not sort of unbearable midsummer heat. And you don't really have the worry that you do in sort of October and November of any hurricanes or anything like that. So I think that was probably the best time we went.
Did you book it like the year before? Obviously, if you had the free dining, how far advance would you have booked that?
I think we booked it maybe around about the sort of September time.
Right, okay.
So then, we flew out on the 1st of April.
Quite a nice time. Quite a nice time to get you all excited and get all that planning in.
Yeah, definitely.
And have you got another trip lined up, David?
Sort of waiting until Epcot's been finished.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be one of those holidays where we go sort of every year, and especially if there's nothing new, because then you don't lose the magic, but it sort of takes it away a little bit, is if you leave it a little bit longer. Whereas at least if we go once Epcot's done, then there's all that. Galaxy's Edge will be there for quite a while, so hopefully that'll have quietened down a little bit.
Yeah.
Next time we go, yeah.
Meanwhile, thanks for chatting to us about your Disney loves and likes and top tips, David.
Thank you very much.
And have a magical day.
And you.
Don't forget, if you would like to be a podcast guest like David, just give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are at PodMagical. And if you've got any great photos that you'd like to share, what's your favourite photograph from Walt Disney World? Put it in your Instagram story and just tag at PodMagical. We can share those this week. Same place to go if you've got any questions or if you want to be a podcast guest. Remember, you don't need to come into the studio to record the podcast. You do it from your own home, so we can keep a social distance and still do the podcast. And we're here every Friday with a brand new podcast for you to listen to. So make sure you've hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Before I go, it's time for a top tip of the week this week. Make sure you make a note of this on your little jotter, on your little Walt Disney World jotter and your Walt Disney World pad. Add this to your list of things. Bell services at Disney hotels will store your luggage. Now, you might know this. If you stayed at a Disney hotel and you have to check out at like 10, 11 o'clock and the Magical Express doesn't pick you up to like 3, 4 o'clock, you know you can leave your suitcases with the hotel and then go to the parks and pick them up later. Well, how about this? How about if you're not staying at a Walt Disney World hotel, or maybe you've just got off a Disney cruise? You get the transportation to any Disney hotel. So, for example, Boardwalk or Yacht and Beach, and you ask them if they can look after your luggage for you, give them a nice tip. Then there you go. Your luggage is safe. You can go in the parks for a few hours, come back, get your luggage, then either get your Magical Express if you are staying at the Walt Disney World Hotel anyway. That's what you'd be doing. But even if you're not, you get your Uber from the hotel. It's an easy place to pick up an Uber, keeping your luggage safe, and you've got a few extra hours in the park. Andy's top tip of the week this week. Once again, got any top tips of your own or you want to be a podcast guest, give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical. If you could give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts as well, that would be great. If you could leave us a review, tell us your favourite Walt Disney World memory, tell us what you love about the podcast, we would love to hear from you. If you've already given us a 5-star review, thank you so much. Until next time, stay safe, stay well, and please stand clear of the doors.